or $100 per player. They'll get a T-shirt and they'll get a free meal out of it, and then I'll pay for their golf fees. So
okay, good. And where's it at?
There it is. It Kelso's or
Cypress Hills?
Cypress Hills.
Yeah,
I always forget which.
Yeah,
yeah. So Cypress Hills.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, May 17th. What day is that on?
It's a Friday.
Friday. Okay, good.
Yeah. So we'll start registration around 11, and shotgun start at noon. So
okay,
if you want to work a half day and come out and play golf, then.
Are you golfing, Sheriff?
I'll be there. I'm not a golfer. I've actually, I'm not a golfer. Let's just leave it at that. Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. The patio out at Kelso's, you can get a good view of everything. Just sit there and enjoy it. Well, and the money raised goes to the canines, right?
Yeah, it goes to the canines. The reason why we're doing it different this year with the money, given back is, we've had some pretty good years doing this golf outing, and we've gotten some good equipment for the dogs, and so we're doing pretty good as far as equipment and food, and the public's taking really good care of us with the public donations, so we want to try to do something a little different and let our unit give back to the public. So
okay, right. Sheriff, anything else to add today?
I think you covered it today, Ed.
I did. I got it all covered, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, appreciate you two coming in, and continue good luck, all right?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. Midday Edition is next on WAOV.
This is WAOV's Midday Edition. With Tom Lee.
And it is 11:32. Good morning. And it is right now 53 degrees in Vincennes. Looking for temperatures today to top out around 65 later this afternoon. Then a real warm-up as we go on into the weekend. Looks like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday could see temperatures Saturday and Sunday into the 80s. So once again, we continue to roll on through as we get into the late part of April and on into the month of May next week. It is 11:32 right now. Let's go ahead and take your first look at news from the WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee for Midday Edition on Thursday, April 25th, 2024. A Sullivan County grand jury this week indicted 38-year-old William Ray Grimes for the 2012 murder of Lowell Badger. Badger, a retired farmer, was killed in his home on December 8th of 2012. The Indiana State Police have continued to work on the case since that day. Earlier this year, Sullivan County Prosecutor Ann Mishler was requested to appoint a special prosecutor for the case. On April 17th, the grand jury was impaneled in Sullivan Superior Court to review the case, and after 6 days of evidence and testimony, Grimes was convicted of charges of murder, burglary, and conspiracy to commit burglary. Authorities say it's the beginning of the criminal process, and anyone with information about Badger's murder is encouraged to contact the Indiana State Police. A parade of Vincennes City and Knox County leaders put on specially made high heels yesterday to walk a mile in their shoes. It's part of April being remembered as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The group Hope's Voice was behind the idea, and Hope's Voice worker Kelsey Carr says there's a method behind the high-heeled madness.
Research shows that men in the community that are involved in sexual assault awareness actually help to challenge the narrative and to lift women's voices around the subject. Oh, okay.
And Carr also feels it's a fun way to bring awareness to an extremely serious subject.
I think awareness events like this help to kind of start that conversation that can traditionally be very hard to start. So this brings a light, fun way to kind of start that conversation with the community.
All those participating marched to the Knox County Courthouse for a short assembly. As part of that session, Vincennes Mayor Joe Yoakum read a proclamation of the month as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The Knox County Chamber of Commerce has named Hometown Hearing Incorporated as their Small Business of the Year. The award is for businesses with 25 or fewer workers. Hometown Hearing was honored for their exceptional leadership and contributions they have made to the county as a whole. They were also selected for what the Chamber is calling honesty, integrity, and compassion. Hometown Hearing is one of seven individuals and businesses to be honored at the annual Chamber Awards dinner. That'll be at 6:30 Wednesday, May 1st at Highland Woods Community Center. One of the leading gas price analysts in Indiana feel that pump prices will drop statewide soon. Prices statewide have risen over the last week in Vincennes. Some stations also saw a rise in prices yesterday. Overall, though, gas price analyst Patrick DeHaan advises, in his view, if you can, wait a bit for prices to come down before heading to the gas station.
If you don't need gas, I would wait. Prices should continue to fall through this week and potentially into the weekend with the wholesale price of gasoline now falling.
Right now, the price of oil at $82, and DeHaan says oil prices are heading down somewhat since the conflict between Iran and Israel is de-escalating. Various students across Knox County will display their products and business sense in the annual Knox County Trade Show. That showcase will be 4 to 8 p.m. on Monday, May 6th. The show will feature quality handmade products from Cozy Knits, Simply Soap, also True Sense, Temp RX, Framed Love, and Brooks Automotive Detailing. The projects come from students in all four Knox County High Schools as part of their work as the 2023-24 CEO or Creating Economic Opportunities program, and they're part in that. And the Daviess County Community Foundation accepting online letters of inquiry for a $75,000 impact grant to be awarded to a 501c3 public charity located in Daviess County. The deadline Tuesday, April 30th. Once reviewed by the Grants Committee, a successful applicant will be invited to submit a formal grant application with a June 30th deadline. Details may be found at the foundation's website. 11:37 at WAOV's Midday Edition. And we're currently at 54 degrees in Vincennes under partly cloudy skies. The Life and Death Report's coming up, along with a check of the weather forecast and a look at sports. And another check of news. It's all within the next 10 minutes. This is Midday Edition on WAOV.
My name is Taylor McLean, and my brother saved five lives. In 2016, when my brother, Hoosier race car driver Brian Clausen, tragically died in a racing accident, he became a hero because of his decision to be an organ donor. That decision has inspired countless others to do the same.
He didn't just give somebody his heart. There were several people that were recipients of him, and that's powerful.
NASCAR champ Ryan Newman sat down with Indiana Donor Network and shared how signing up to be an organ donor is bigger than one person.
I mean, to think about what you can do for yourself is one thing, but what you can do for so many others is powerful. And I'm just proud to be a part of what Brian and his family had started in Indiana Donor Network and the Driven to Save Lives campaign.
Learn more or sign up as an organ donor at driventosavelives.org.
Here's another community announcement for you from WAOV. Each Wednesday, there is a class called The Time is Near. It'll be at 6:30 each Wednesday evening at Ridgecrest Baptist Church at 1820 McKinley Avenue in Vincennes. You can come and learn about last day events. The course is instructed by retired Army Chaplain Scott Rasko. It's called The Time is Near. It's each Wednesday at the Ridgecrest Baptist Church on McKinley Avenue in Vincennes.
Let The Original Company Incorporated help your business by getting the word out. Whether your business needs marketing research, public relations, website design, print, broadcast, or even internet advertising, rely on the technical research and expertise of The Original Company. Go online to originalcompany.com. With numerous radio stations serving southwestern Indiana and southeastern Illinois, plus their associated worldwide websites, as well as organizing vendor events and TOC direct mail, we've got you covered. Let us prove to you advertising works. Again, go to originalcompany.com.
Here is the Life and Death Report now from WAOV. Funeral services for 89-year-old David Qualls will be conducted on Saturday. That'll be at 11 a.m. Qualls passed away on April the 23rd. Visitation will start at 10 and go through 11 on Saturday. Burial in the Memorial Park Cemetery. Online condolences to Kristen's Place through the Vincennes Rotary Foundation. Again, that is services for David Aim Qualls of Vincennes. Funeral services for James Wheatley will be conducted Monday. That'll be at 1 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Bicknell. Wheatley passed away in Newburgh on April the 22nd. Visitation to the time of the service, burial in the Bicknell Memorial Cemetery. Online condolences at frederickandson.com. Frederick and Son McClure at Funeral Home Bicknell Chapel in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 51-year-old John Wayne Lindsay of Bicknell will be conducted. That'll be at 1 o'clock today. That'll be at Frederick and Son McClure at Funeral Home Bicknell Chapel. Lindsay passed away in Jasper on April the 18th. Online condolences at frederickandson.com. Burial will be in the Freelandville Cemetery. Monetary donations may be made to the funeral home to help take care of funeral expenses. And funeral services for Isla Rose Abrasart will be conducted at a later date. She passed away at the age of 98. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home is in charge of her arrangements. More Midray information available anytime you want it at WAOVAM.com. That's the Life and Death Report. The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. We will see sunny skies today with a high of 66 for tonight. Look for a chance of rain creeping in, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 51. 70% chance of rain Friday and a high near 74, 80 on Saturday. It's Legal News and Views this afternoon at 3 on WAOV. And here is a check of sports from Midday Edition on WAOV. High school baseball last night, all four county teams in action. Vincennes Lincoln lost 6-2 to Castle freshman Cooper Collins, at four hits and also three defensive assists at catcher for Lincoln. They're now 7-4. North Knox defeats Vincennes Reveille 4-3. Nash Ransom, Jaden Thacker, and Hunter Bilski, each with two hits for Reveille. Brody Schatz took the loss despite giving up five hits and striking out 10. Braxton Yenny got the win for the Warriors. Eli Elkins led the way for North Knox with two hits. Nine runs in the first two innings led South Spencer to a 14-3 win over South Knox last night. Spartans had six hits, including doubles out of Zach Allen and Maverick Benjamin. Tanner Holland took the loss on the mound for the Spartans. Turning to softball, Vincennes Lincoln continues its good play of late. They defeat Barre 4-1. Brady Turpin went the distance on the mound to pick up the win. Maya Woodall homer for the Alices also. Two hits each out of J.J. Riggs, Grace Archer, and Miley Carey Frederick. Lincoln 6-7 overall in the year, but 5-2 in their last seven. The South Knox tennis team downed Evansville North 4-1. Singles winners Allie Hayden and Grace Arnold, and the doubles teams Caroline Beard and Grace Carey and Reagan Harrington and Anna Provines all winners. Reveille golf team beat North Davies and Washington Catholic at Cypress Hills. Parker Steininger medalist with a 39. Lincoln JV team got eight in the first inning and beat Sullivan 8-1. Brody Phillips picked up the victory and drove in three. Maverick Betch led the Alices with three hits. Colton York had two. WAOV sports calendar today. Lincoln baseball team will travel to Evansville-Harrison for a game at 5:45, and after that they will finish their game with Evansville-Bossy. The Alices were leading that one 10-0 in the second inning. Vincennes Reveille will host Hudsonville at 5. That game on WAOVAM.com. Lincoln softball team at Evansville Central at 6. South Knox softball hosts Washington at 5:30. Lincoln tennis team at Princeton at 5:15. South Knox tennis team at Dort Davies starting at 5. Reve, Lagodi, and Scholes will all run at South Knox at 5. Reve Middle School girls tennis team lost 5-0 to Barrie. JV also fell 3-0. North Knox Junior High boys track team third in a triangular meet against Linton at Eastern Green. Malcolm Huffman, the only North Knox winner, as he got the 300-meter hurdles for the victory. And a game you heard, a WAOV Kyle Gibson with 6 innings of one-hit ball as St. Louis Cardinals rally past the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-1 in St. Louis to take 2 out of 3 in that series. Gibson struck out 6. He is 2-2. Lars Nootbaar had a 2-run double. Nolan Arenado plated a run and also scored for the Redbirds. They take 2 of 3 in the series. St. Louis now 11-14. They will start a series tonight against the New York Mets. And that is a check of sports. I'm Tom Lee for Midday Edition on WAOV.
It's their story. We help them tell it with experience, compassion, diligence, and dedication. Vote Joe Millsfall for Coroner, a local public servant for 22 years. With 13 years of experience in the coroner's office, his proven track record, administrative duties, and investigations makes the vote easy for you. On Tuesday, May 7th, vote Joe Millsbaugh for coroner.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Millsbaugh for coroner.
Congratulations goes out to Vincent Lincoln High School senior Caden McCrary, the Tri-State Orthopedics WCDM Athlete of the Week. Caden is a 4-year letter winner in baseball at Lincoln. This year, he had 3 RBIs in the home opener against Lagodi, a 7-3 Lincoln win. He also had 4 letters in tennis and was a member of this year's sectional championship tennis team. In the classroom, Caden has a 3.6 grade point average. For more on Caden, go to WCDM.com.
Here at News Talk WAOV, we try to keep you up to date on what's going on around the city of Vincennes. And we continue that effort with live coverage of Vincennes City Council meetings broadcast in their entirety on the 2nd and 4th Mondays of each month at 6 on News Talk WAOV. So when you want to find out what's going on around the city of Vincennes and the things that affect you, listen every 2nd and 4th Monday starting at 6 for live coverage of Vincennes City Council on WAOV.
Hi, this is Ed Ballinger. Join me weekday mornings from 10 until 11:30 on the WAOV Morning Chat here at 97.7, 97.3 FM and 1450 AM. It's a program where we talk to community leaders as well as those having an event or a particular program. The WAOV Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger, where your friends and neighbors meet at 97.7, 97.3 FM and 1450 AM.
It is 1140, 754 degrees currently in Vincennes under partly cloudy skies. Let's go ahead and take another look at news right now from the WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee reporting. The Knox County Council is readying itself to use part of a $15 million regional grant for various county needs. The 5-county Indiana First area, including Knox and Pike counties, is part of that region. Knox County Council President Rich Chatton gives the overall priority for the ready funding that will come to Knox County.
Infrastructure, housing, those kind of projects that still to be named, nothing official on those. Lily's got some money out there for blight relief and arts and stuff as well, too, that's waiting to be granted.
And the Indiana First Group is headed up by Knox County, Indiana Economic Development Director Chris Paff. Chatton praises Paff and others for their work on a successful ready application.
Chris Paff has done a great job working on that and spearheading our group, and there's been a lot of folks that's had great input with that on this round already.
And each county will receive its ready allocation for its various projects in the coming days. The Knox County Chamber of Commerce has named the AME Group as Large Business of the Year. The group, headquartered at 619 Main Street in downtown Vincennes, it also has 11 other offices around Indiana and across the South and Midwest. Overall, the group employs about 200 people nationwide. The group started its work in 1985 at 414 Main Street in Vincennes, and then in 2008, the AME group became 100% employee-owned. The group, formerly known as Advanced Microelectronics, is considered an informational technology or IT leader. The AME group will be one of seven award winners to be honored at a May 1st banquet at the Highland Woods Community Center. The award celebration begins that evening at 6:30. The city of Petersburg reporting a boil order has been lifted now for Petersburg residents, except for those in the Crestview Drive, Crestview Road, and Kennedy Court areas. A Washington man was arrested by Davies County officials for meth dealing, maintaining a common nuisance, possession of paraphernalia, possession of heroin, and possession of a syringe. 37-year-old Jeremy Brower being held without bond right now in the Davies County Security Center. And Davies County Sheriff's officials arrested 36-year-old Nathan Austin of Vincennes on a warrant for invasion of privacy. Austin right now being held on $25,000 bond. It is 11:50 at WAOV's Midday Edition. We are at 54 degrees currently in Vincennes. Who's your ag today? Ag news, business news, and more is coming right up. Also, Fox News at the top of the hour. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 12:06 at WAOV. Here's another community announcement for you from WAOV. The Jasper Community Arts 21st Annual Chalk Walk Arts Festival will be at the Theon Clark Cultural Center on 3rd Avenue in Jasper, Saturday, May 18th, made until to that day. It'll be a return of crowd favorites like Chalk Walk T-shirt tie-dyeing, balloon arts, caricatures, and more. That's a Chalk Walk in Jasper.
Churches, while your message is important to the people who regularly attend, you can send the same message to thousands of people throughout the area every week. Whether it's a program or broadcast of your service or outreach about the activities and services you have, radio is an economical and efficient way to reach the community. For more information, log on to originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana 47591. Make sure you ask about our direct mail outreach program. For more information, contact us at originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana 47591.
My boyfriend can't stop drinking until he drinks too much. A friend suggested Al-Anon Family Groups. She said there are no dues or fees. At first, I was afraid to go to Al-Anon. I felt like a fool to care about somebody who can't stop drinking. But Al-Anon members know exactly how I feel. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon Family Group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Hey guys, this is Ramsey personality Rachel Cruz. Making your first budget can seem daunting, especially if you're a spender, but it doesn't have to be. On The Ramsey Show, we'll show you how to give every dollar a name and take back control of your greatest wealth-building tool, your income.
Catch The Ramsey Show here on WAOV, News Knox County, 97.7 FM and AM 1450.
Corn and wheat futures are slightly higher, but the soybean market has dropped over a dime. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday midday farm market update. The real story may be the stock market today. The Dow down over 700. The NASDAQ has dropped 280. But much quieter in the ag markets. Corn benefiting from wet forecasts and beating the expectations again in export sales report out this morning. May corn, though, is up just a quarter cent at 438. July 449 and a quarter, up three quarters. Beans down 13 and a half on the May at 1152. And a half. July 1168 and a half, 13 cents lower. May wheat is up 2.5 at 597. July 616 up 3. Meats are down. June live cattle 174.77, down 47. And June lean hogs 105.92, down $1.52. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. We will see mostly sunny skies today with a high near 66 for tonight. Chance of rain creeping back in, low near 51. And a 70% chance of rain on Friday, high of 74. And then on Saturday, high of 80. It's the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger. Weekdays at 10 on WAOV. We thank you for joining us on Midday Edition from the WAOV studios. As we head toward the top of the hour now, let's take a look at business news. Big slides right now on all three markets. Dow down about 1.7%, down 644.79 at 37,816.13. The NASDAQ also down big, about 1.6%, down 253.92 at 15,458.82. S&P 500 off 64.77. That's about a percent and a quarter drop at 5,686. Price of gold right now up some, up 550 at 23.43.90. Price of crude oil off 73 cents right now at 82.08 at the current moment per barrel. Auto loan delinquency is increasing in all 50 states, and according to Wallet Hub data, which reveals where delinquencies are happening most, the top five auto delinquencies in Washington, Alaska, Oregon, Georgia, and Rhode Island. In each of those states, the average number of loan delinquencies in the fourth quarter of 2023 were above 11%. President Biden's crackdown on corporate junk fees is a centerpiece of his economic program, and now airlines are coming into account. The Biden administration announced new rules for airlines requiring them to be more transparent about extra fees and issue cash refunds automatically in certain cases. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suing the Federal Trade Commission over its banning of non-compete agreements. The FTC voted Tuesday to block new non-compete agreements and ensure employers are meeting certain requirements. This is Midday Edition.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer your day. And Menards offers a variety of appliances for every part of your home. Criterion has refrigerators, dishwashers, ranges, washers, and dryers built to help make your life simpler. No matter how busy your life is, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Save big money on all Criterion appliances. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
Here is another community announcement for you from WAOV. Vincennes Township Fire Department annual Kids Safety Camp will take place July the 18th and 19th. It'll be from 8 until 4 at Wabash Trails Park, just north of Vincennes. Price $10 per child with lunch provided. That'll be for ages 9 through 12. Registration is by June 17th. Call 812-882-6399 for more information. You know about 1450 AM and 97.7 FM, WAOV. But now there's a third way to listen to the talk of the town, 97.3 WAOV. It's a third way for you to listen to all of your favorite news, talk, sports, and more. It's all right here at 1450 AM and 97.7 FM, and now at 97.3 FM, WAOV.
Blistering offense.
Swing a high fly ball. This is well struck. Deep into left field. Get up, baseball. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. Two-run home run for Kip Futures. And the Aces take a 2-1 lead.
Stellar defense.
Ground ball left side. Sherry comes charging. He gloves on the run. Fires to first. Just in time for an Aces winner.
This is Evansville Purple Aces Baseball.
Here on 97.3, 97.7, and 1450 WAOV.
It is 11:58 and 54 degrees currently. This is Midday Edition.
News is next on your news and information station, 97.7 and 1450 AM WAOV, 97.3 WAOV, Washington.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court's hearing former President Trump's claim of presidential immunity in his federal election interference case. Trump attorney John Sauer.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
A federal appeals court ruled in February Trump is not immune from prosecution for his role in trying to overturn the 2020 election results. He's in New York at his hush money business records trial.
There could also be a ruling on Tuesday's gag order hearing, something the former president addressed in comments early today.
They've taken constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference.
Prosecutors say the former president has violated the gag order 10 times in social media posts and statements, requesting a $10,000 fine and for the post to be removed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. Stocks are way down today. America's listening to Fox News.
We thank you for joining us on Midday Edition from the WAOV studios. It is 12:01 at WAOV, and let's take another look at news right now from WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee reporting. A Sullivan County grand jury this week has indicted 38-year-old William Ray Grimes in the 2012 murder of Lowell Badger. Badger, a retired farmer, was killed in his home on December 8th of 2012. The Indiana State Police continued to work on the case since that day. Earlier this year, Sullivan County Prosecutor Ann Mishler was requested to appoint a special prosecutor for the case. On April 17th, the grand jury was impaneled in Sullivan Superior Court to review the case. And after 6 days of evidence and testimony, Grimes was indicted on charges of murder, burglary, and conspiracy to commit burglary. Authorities say it's the beginning of the criminal process, and anyone who has information about Badger's murder should contact the Indiana State Police. A parade of Vincennes City and Knox County leaders put on specially made high heel shoes yesterday to walk a mile in their shoes. It's part of April being remembered as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The group Hope's Voice is behind the idea, and Hope's Voice worker Kelsey Carr says there's a method behind that high-heeled madness.
Research shows that men in the community that are involved in sexual assault awareness actually help to challenge the narrative and to lift women's voices around the subject.
And Carr also feels it's a fun way to bring awareness to an extremely serious subject.
I think awareness events like this help to kind of start that conversation that can traditionally be very hard to start. So this brings a light, fun way to kind of start that conversation with the community.
And all those participating marched to the Knox County Courthouse for a short assembly. As part of the session, Vincennes Mayor Joe Yoakum read a proclamation of the month as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The Knox County Chamber of Commerce has named Hometown Hearing Incorporated as Small Business of the Year. The award is for businesses with 25 or fewer workers. Hometown Hearing was honored for their exceptional leadership and contributions that they have made to the county as a whole. They were also selected for what the chamber calls, quote, honesty, integrity, and compassion. Hometown Hearing is one of seven individuals and businesses honored at the annual Chamber Awards dinner. That'll be at 6:30 on Wednesday evening, May 1st, at the Highland Woods Community Center. I'm Tom Lee reporting for Midday Edition on WAOV. Jeff Cobb, Dave Rolligan, two names that mean the law in Knox County because they've been talking about the law for over 25 years on Legal News and Views. You can hear Legal News and Views every Thursday afternoon at 3 right here on 97.7 WAOV. So get a unique perspective on the law from two guys who've been laying down the law since the 1990s. Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan, Legal News and Views, WAOV.
Baseball is a game of agility, power, and speed. That combination provides wonderful moments all season long.
Every hit, every home run, and every pitch, it all matters in a long season. Any moment could be the next moment that you don't want to miss.
I love bringing those moments to life for our listeners right here on the Cardinals Radio Network.
And I love how it sounds on the radio. Don't miss any of the action.
St. Louis Cardinals Baseball.
At 97.7 FM and 1450 AM, WAOV, Vincennes.
The TOC Big Deal Store is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Shop from your jammies or shop on the go. Log on to tocbigdeals.com and grab a deal on El Corral and Rewald pressure washing while they last. Grab the deals at tocbigdeals.com.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. We will see mostly sunny skies today with a high near 66 for tonight. Chance of rain creeping back in, a low near 51, and a 70% chance of rain on Friday, high of 74, and then on Saturday, high of 80. It's the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger, weekdays at 10 on WAOV.